Isn't it time that you positioned yourself slap bang in the middle of your potential manifesto? I think so. This is Lena Ski, hostess of the Supernova podcast, and this is your weekly invitation to greatness. Hi, Anna. Welcome to the Supernova podcast. It is so great to have you back online again and sharing your story.
Hello, Lena. It's really lovely to be here, and I'm so excited to see what the conversation unveils. Really looking forward to connecting with you.
It's been a while since we connected. I mean, we've been chatting offline for a bit, but the last time you were here, you were lucky enough to kind of step in and kind of connect with the stars and see what the world is holding in your place. And there's been so much transformation that's been happening for you. So I'm so blessed to see you holding your power and stepping into it and just unfolding the way that you should be unfolding. Like the flower next to your profile picture.
Thank you. And I'm really delighted to continuously follow my heart and see where it takes me.
Yeah, I think that's such a powerful thing to really follow our heart and to understand what that heart is, because some people think it's just the emotional thing, and it's also so easy to just get lost in emotions, to just get lost in grief or, you know, huge bliss. But following your heart has got like a much deeper soulful thing, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I found from my own experience, it's been like, if I haven't followed my heart, I haven't truly listened to what I'm here to do. It's like, in the way, I've gone against it. So when I have followed my heart, and what do I mean by following my heart? In this case, meaning to me, it's about really listening to what's going on inside and what I really desire to experience. And for me, purpose seems to be the main calling that comes from my heart, and that usually stems from really having this deep nudge to go and help someone or go to a country and work in a place that I'm really attracted to, because I desire to experience that and learn more. So for me, it's following that inner calling inside my heart, because it's this deeper expression of myself in the world, and in a way, it also is a way to expand more into who I'm becoming. And it does feel very much about really experiencing that on the physical level, as well as listening to that message from inside my heart and what it really desires to experience from the inside out into the world.
Absolutely. And I think the great thing with the heart is all about gratitude, love, and all those kind of things. And it's so ironic that we didn't even plan for us to start the conversation here. But just a while ago, I actually just tweeted, like, I thank, therefore I am, with the whole, you know, Thanksgiving period and stepping into Christmas and this whole season of being in gratitude, that we're actually in such a magical place right now. And to all the listeners that are listening in, that our heart is right here telling us exactly everything we need to know, and we just need to be able to connect with it and feel it and follow that, as you were saying.
Absolutely. It's really just being grateful for who we are and where we are at, and knowing that we do have the answers in our heart, and whatever hasn't happened and whatever has, just being grateful the overall experiences that have led us up until now, because it's all part of the wholesome purpose of being here and experiencing everything that we have been.
And I think there's also a bit of a trick in that I've noticed with people, that people try to find the meaning in certain things or the purpose in certain things. And when you're looking at it under a microscope, you don't actually know what you're looking at. You don't actually know what you're connecting with. So it does take that stepping back and seeing everything in perspective to then know what the purpose is, to not making the purpose about eating that sandwich or making that phone call or just having that specific conversation with that specific client. Purpose is something that's so much bigger than that.
Absolutely, I completely agree. And I realize as well that being here now, it's like we're living that purpose. You know, everyone here who is in the world is living the purpose in that we're living and experiencing everything in our lives, bring us more in touch with who we are and be a greater expression of who we are from our hearts on that global scale. And everything that we do coming from that place. And as well, it still can take on a more local level, it doesn't always necessarily need to take a global level. My own understanding is that when I realize why I'm here and just the awareness that I'm here living in this world, I feel really blessed and grateful that I have this life to really create everything that I desire. And from that, I realized just how purpose that is and the realization of why I'm here and really living from that place of becoming the greatest expression from inside to the world. In a way, it's like it brings it more into perspective, and everything that I can create is a way to align my heart with who I really am and what I desire to do in the world.
Beautiful. What an amazing gift that is, not only for yourself to have done the work that has taken you there, but to be able to play that gift forward to business owners and startups and the kind of people that you work with and the kind of people that we all work with that are being called to this thing, because there's so much darkness and we're sitting in it, but we don't realize that there's a light switch right here. And well, the light's actually on, but we're facing the wrong direction.
Yes, that's definitely a very interesting contrast to be in that place. And at the same time, it's also a blessing, because when you're in that place, for me, I have been in that place many times, and it felt like I didn't know where that light was and where really to switch it on. However, I realized that this is not the place that I desire to be in. And from really being in that place and experiencing everything that it brought me, I reached out and I connected with the light within, just really allowing that darkness to filter through and realize that this is not me and that I have that power to let it wash away, so then I can dig deep and find out who is the real me in that. And in a way, it feels like sometimes we do get too stuck in those areas for far too long, because they're a way for us to shed our layers and get to the core of who we are. And it's okay that they're there, however, it's temporarily. And at the same time, once you go deep and discover what that experience is bringing to you, you begin to understand who you are on a greater level and that you do have power to switch it around.
For sure. And you also get to see what intention you're really having. Because it's easy to say, I have an intention to serve, or I have an intention to be happy, or to bring more money, or to make ends meet, whatever that may be, or just to spend more time with kids, whatever that intention may be for yourself. But, you know, by the reality of being in that dark room, we realize that maybe it's an intention to feel safe, or an intention to feel protected, or an intention to not put ourselves out there. And that whole thing for me feels like it comes down to a question of power. Like, where do you really want to have power in your life? Because you can be powerful in being a victim, you can be powerful in vulnerability, you can be powerful in being powerful. So knowing where that is and what action you need to take is powerful, to say the least. For lack of a better word.
Absolutely, I completely agree, and I feel that we all get there to some extent, and just really distinguishing what's coming up and what can I change to turn it around. And I have realized from my own experience that from being in those places, especially victim or self-sabotage, it's like I didn't know what what the other side coin was, though it was completely new. I had a feeling that it wasn't serving me being in this, especially self-sabotage. I have this notion that everyone, to some extent, stays in that position because of getting uncomfortable and not knowing how to switch it around. And from my experience, self-sabotage has been the main thing, the main theme reoccurring throughout my life. And I realized that I need to switch this around. I know that this isn't serving me and that I need to really see it, what exactly, you know, is it bringing me, and realizing that it's bringing me in connection with the truth and it's not actually benefiting me at all. And then having that willingness and that surrender to switch it around into something completely different and new, and being okay and trusting that that is the best thing for me, because that self-sabotage is not really serving me at all. And it is definitely a transformational and very empowering thing. It's like shifting the mindset as well, what's going on inside, and realizing how is this benefiting me? What am I learning from this, and how can I make it so that I can be more accepting of who I am while changing it around to something that will serve me, and not being afraid to do that at the same time?
Of course. And I think you mentioned a very powerful point there, is that we don't know what's on the other side of it. So again, there's that fear and darkness metaphor coming in. But what very often happens is, you know, we're either self-sabotaging or we're the victim, or we're the manipulator and the oppressor. Like, if we had to go, what's the opposite of it? It's that. And we're like, well, we don't want that, so therefore the only option is to be more of this. And to realize that there's a whole other way that we can package power is so important. My brother's got a lot of, like, books on self-help and psychology and healing and Zen and a lot of different things. And one of the books he had was, I think it's called The 48 Laws of Power. And I was like, oh, you know, going through my own power struggles, I was like, I think this is going to be a great book to read. And it was all about being assertive and being the one on top and making the most of the situation. But it was very kind of antagonistic, you know. It really had that energy around it. And so many people get stuck in their power game because of it. And it's like, well, then how do you actually break out of that? How do you actually create a business that isn't crippling you, or that's causing you to fight these epic battles with yourself and your customers and your team and your employees? Like, how do you move beyond that? So how have you kind of helped your clients shift into what power really means for them, and what that really epitomizes?
Great question. Again, power has been another big theme in my life. In terms of how I help, how I am helping and have helped individuals, what I have been doing is bringing out their magnificence. So stepping away from the victimization and everything else that is continuously keeping the individual, and focusing on who they are on the inside, bringing out their true power, the co-creator they are with the universe, really who they really are, and facilitating them to see themselves for who they are in their magnificence. So it's like taking away those layers that are not them, so they can see who they truly are without the fear or the being the victim. Really seeing the co-creator that they are, and it is truly life-changing, because all of a sudden they have that confidence and that inner light that is guiding them forward, and they tap into their own answers, and they begin to feel more connected with their own inner power and what they desire to create in the world. It's really an amazing transformation journey, just to see that, to facilitate them to that awareness who they really are without everything else that has been surrounding them, and it's not really them. And then they get to see themselves in a whole new light.
I like that. Yeah, so it's almost like they're connecting to their heart power, their soul power, or more maybe commercially speaking, their authentic power. It's nothing outside of them, it's only inside of them. It's only their innerverse.
I like that.
So how have you seen for your clients that this shift has happened? I mean, not in terms of how it happened, but like what results have they been getting and how has the transformation been in their lives? What has it enabled them to do that they've never been able to do beforehand?
Great question again. Thank you. It's interesting because recently I had a client and she was working in a full-time job and not really happy in where she had been. And for some reason, she couldn't see herself past that. There was a lot of fear coming up in her workplace and started working and realizing why she was there. And she got the job to buy a house with her partner. And that was her main desire. And then now she's not really interested in where she is. And she was feeling low self-esteem and it lacking in confidence as well, and it was like almost like someone taking her power away in the work, feeling very lost. And then we started and discovering the quality and the purpose that she has and what she really desires to be doing, and she felt really empowered to see where she is and what that's bringing her in the way and what it's not bringing her, and then focus really on her passion and what she desires to be doing in the world. And now she's actually doing that. She's following her passion, and what's even more amazing is that she's really connected to her heart and her soft power, who she really is. So she could change that around and no longer stay stuck in that job, because that's what venting her from stepping out and following her path. And what's even more incredible as well is that I helped her to receive the support, so she now has someone who's helping her in her local area with her work, and she's following her dreams and her heart. It's just really incredible. From where she was before and how that was affecting her, to really focusing on the inside and what she really desires, and knowing that she can make that change within herself, in turn reflecting that on the outside and going out and following her passion and really living from that place, because that's very much a part of her purpose, doing what she loves. And that was just truly transformation. See how she was before and how she is now and just doing that.
I don't know about you, but you know, we're both in this body of work and we're both kind of expressing it, and when I'm in that space, it feels like this is what really living is about. So like the other time I was just kind of going through the motions. This is what it really means to be alive and to be in tune with the universe and with yourself and with your needs and exactly what it is that needs to happen.
I completely agree. I feel that way too. It's being in the flow as well, and everything that happens is it's like opportunities and people that you keep seeing and meeting. They're all helping you to become that even greater expression, and it's like the more you feel more connected to that flow, everything just takes on a whole new meaning.
Good. And very often it always does come back to a little bit to the law of attraction, because now you're in a different energy field, now you're in a different realm, now you're attracting people who are building you up or in that journey of growing themselves, rather than more of the blur and the fuzzy and the grim and the fight with the boss and sitting at a terminal that's just dull and grey.
Absolutely. It's incredible. And it does feel like when you are in this place that what happens, it's like the right people are always vibrating in alignment with who you truly are, and everyone's helping each other on the greater level.
And one of the things I noticed that you do, you call yourselves a potential mentor, which I think is so cute. It's absolutely adorable and really, really powerful, like such a body of work. But one of the things that very often happens when you're stepping into the space is you start attracting these great things, and it's not necessarily overwhelming, and like it feels like it's the right amount in that right space. But you need to be so clear on what it is that you're attracting, because even a good thing could be kind of packaged in this kind of askew way. Like the other day I had some opportunity that came to me and I'm like, I wanted this opportunity, but the way it was being built and formed, this wasn't actually going to be serving. So to constantly be moving through that and getting clearer and clearer on like, what is it that you want to manifest? What is it that's within your potential, and how do you want to embody that? It's so important.
Absolutely, and being true as well with how your heart feels and if it's feeling expansive or contracting, and keep going back to what's really going on. And one of the ways that I do that is just by placing my hands on my heart and just really listening to my heart, and journaling as well, just constantly going back to it. Like you said, if at first you see something which seems like the right opportunity because you've been attracted to it, and then as you go deeper, it actually may not be that one. But I have realized that from experience, not everything that comes into life is what you expected. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's like a greater experience that comes out of it, and so you set out the intention that you desire to experience this, and then it comes packaged in something completely entirely different. And then as you continue to probe and go into it deeper, it's like, wow, this is actually not what I thought it was going to be. However, it's something that I can work around, or something that I want to immerse myself in, or even sometimes you don't have to. It's optional. Whichever, whatever is in your heart that desire to experience, it will happen anyway.
And mom's kind of feeling like, I don't think it's that many of the listeners that are on here, but there might be a couple of listeners who find themselves a little bit guilty of this, is we kind of go, yes, I can tune in and I know what I want and I can tune into my heart, but I don't feel like I'm ready to activate it. Like, I have to wait for next year. And it almost becomes a positioning question. It's like you're constantly delaying the whole thing. So you'll get into power in January because that's such a, you know, fireworks, everything happens, and that's when you've got the most energy. Like, now you're so drained. And it's so important to know that you can be in that moment right now. You could start something absolutely epic or something absolutely small. You could just bake a cupcake today, and that's going to be the most extraordinary thing you do. Whatever that is, like, it's all in your grasp right now, and we keep delaying this gratification. Even though we want instant gratification, we keep stepping again in our own way.
I completely hear you, and I've realized as well, those little steps are the most crucial. And sometimes it's like, you know, you want to wait until a later time. However, this year especially, I've just had this realization that I'm not going to be around, you know, who knows if one day tomorrow, not that I'm saying anything, you know, we might not be around, but that is the exact truth. And everything that you want to do or you have in your heart, now is where it begins. Now is a great opportunity for something that you've always desired to do and you have been putting it off. I feel that is an obvious one to actually do it right now, because I feel the things that we have been putting off the most are the things that are really calling us to step into now, and just realizing that we have a very precious life and that we may not be around here tomorrow or the next day, and to take each moment with appreciation of who we are and everything that we have experienced and everything that we desire to experience puts a complete different spin on it, because it gives us that chance that actually, you know, what's stopping me? You know, I can do this now, you know, because now is really all that we have, and if not now, then when?
Exactly. Otherwise, it's just a distraction.
Yes.
It feels like, yes, I mean, I know that there's a plan, like, you don't necessarily roll out everything on certain days. You make a plan, and, like, you'll get to that by a certain date. That's fine. But if you're not taking that first step to at least initiate that project or that movement or whatever it is that you want to be putting out into the universe, it's going to be so much harder to meet your milestones later on, and to live in conviction of the courage and the bravery that you want to be putting out in the world.
Absolutely. And when you take those steps, however they are propelling you to take that giant leap into where you desire to be. So it is helping you on the greater scale. And like you said, go bake a cupcake. That is a great example, because you're, in a way, you're also giving yourself permission to step into that and cheerleading yourself on, trusting that you can do this. And even if, you know, you don't have to jump off of the deep end, starting at the shallow and then swimming slowly towards it, you'll realize that it will help you to get to where you desire to be, and you are making that shift. It's leading you into where you want to be, and it's helping you big time as well. giving you the confidence.
And it's also that affirmation, lack of confidence, you know, that you can do it. Like, once you've, because I had a client who wanted to come and do this whole big restaurant kind of franchise and, like, never having done it. And I was like, how about we just, like, make a cupcake and actually, like, get a couple people to taste, like, how good your cupcakes really are. Because, you know, you could have this really amorphous idea and it's not going to be exactly that. So having that kind of place where you can reality test things, just on the smaller scale, just sending an email out to friends or just sending a questionnaire, like, is this something you actually want to do? Is this a business that's worth validating? Is this something that I should be growing, or is there another angle that I should be doing? I was watching this webinar, I've forgotten his name, but he was selling Vespas, and he went on like how sexy Vespas are and how this and that, going with that angle. But people wanted to buy Vespas not because they were sexy, because they were economical. So if you don't understand that, and if you don't take those little steps right now, you're going to do a body of work, feel overwhelmed and crippled and out of your power again and out of integrity again, because you're not following your heart. You're not putting your hand there. You're not feeling what you feel and what another person's feeling in their heart and whether or not there's a compatibility there. It's almost like a relationship, isn't it? I mean, it's just a series of hearts aligning together.
It is. That's a good way to put it as well. Because it's coming together and relationing with what's going on and each other at the same time. It's interesting what you mentioned as well, because what was coming up for me sometimes is that people don't really know what they want to be doing next, or they are getting overwhelmed with what everyone else is doing, and then they may start to follow that, or getting overwhelmed with mainly what everyone else is doing in their life, and that so affects where they are and what they really, you know, who they show up and who they are being and how they connect to their heart, because it's like they have been this person to other people in their lives and they may not know how to connect with that part of them.
So how do you speak into that piece? Like, if that question comes up in your coaching, which I'm sure it does, because it's such a common question. A lot of people feel that. Like, how do you see the shift happening through that?
I think one of the ways is to really have that time for yourself and to step away from what everyone else is doing, and just to have that space to connect with you so that you don't have other people's views or infiltration in your space, and to really give yourself that time and to really ask yourself, who am I and what do I really want right now? And giving yourself that space, especially without anyone, and really honing in on who you are and what you desire and what you enjoy, it gives you an understanding of what's going on and really connects you to yourself and your desires without getting overwhelmed with other people.
And I'm sure that's a big place where you bring in your energy healing as well.
Absolutely, because it takes away all the obstacles and the blocks and restriction and fear that is not you. And really, when you take that away and when you don't have people around you that have been influencing you or impacting you in some way, then you just drop, and you drop into who you really are without those experiences that have been attaching themselves to you, and really start becoming more open to what's going on and really your heart, really connecting yourself to that place.
And the magic of that is, I think, you also get to realize that there's no price that you have to pay to be yourself, your true authentic self. This other thing that you've been doing, there's a lot of price, there's a lot of costs, there's a lot of risks, there's a lot of statistics and elements that go into the upkeep of that, a lot of liabilities and everything. But here, when you step into your true self, there's no price to pay. It's just being.
Yes, absolutely. And what a remarkable place to be in as well, when you're not. And you're not. I've realized from my own experiences as well, is that in life, a lot of people haven't really accepted who I am. But I realized that I was placing that judgment on myself. And when I've been in that place, just being on my own, came to the awareness that there was a lot of judgment that I was holding about what I thought other people thought of me, and actually it was judgment that I had created, and then once I released that and I also forgave myself, that's when I connected to the truth, and it's like I connected with them again in a complete new way from the heart, because I was able to connect back to the truth and really come from the heart, that everything else just melted away and it wasn't serving me as well.
There's also irony, because I mean, judgment is almost a default setting on all of us, and we're very often judging things, not necessarily to be mean or to be cruel or to point fingers, but, you know, we'll say we prefer this color, we want the top that does this, we want a car that can do that. So we're constantly judging experiences and judging people that we pass on the streets. But the only one who really makes an impact is the judgment that you have on yourself.
Absolutely. And it's amazing as well, when making those judgments, in a way, is like protecting ourselves from showing up in who we truly are. And in that way, when we're placing that judgment on ourselves, we are, in a way, putting up a wall and not really being true. However, because it's constantly happening, you know, it almost becomes like a default button, a default pattern, and then once you realize that, well, there's more to it than realization, it's really honing in on whether that is serving you or not serving you, because when you're walking around in default, everything that is happening is constantly mirroring you, and to get past all that is happening, it's always good to realize how that's having an impact on you, and whether it's serving you or not serving you, and really start to connect back to the heart and really discover everything that has been preventing you from showing up in your full self, and start to deconstruct those layers and those judgments, and really just be open to who you are so that you can connect back into your heart.
And that's where you find your self-worth, your true self-value and your self-wealth and everything.
Absolutely.
Give yourself permission. Permission to be amazing, bold, generous, valued, celebrated, inspired, and transformed. Because when you choose to live from courage and be authentically real, and you choose to make the moment, meet the moment, step up, and step in, being the true illuminary that you really are, and honoring the supernova within, that's when you honor the invitation to greatness. For more information, head on over to www.lenaski.com. Be the experience you want to see in this universe, in this world, in this moment, because that is exactly what the world demands of you. Join me, Lena Ski, hostess of the Supernova Summit, in March 2015 for the Global Movement Summit. While you're at it, head on over to www.lenaski.com, where you'll get resources, tools, and podcasts to help you get your movement started right here, right now.